You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
So let's talk a little Los Angeles Dodgers baseball. As if you've been listening to these podcasts, you know that I've been a little bit skeptical of their rotation, but maybe it's a little bit better than I thought. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with one of our veteran columnists and reporters, Barry Bloom, who has been all over the country watching everybody and has watched a lot of Dodgers baseball in his life. So, Barry, I want to talk about the rotation a little bit. Scott Kazmir, you know, mixed reviews, but Kenta Maeda has been, like, completely on fire. Are you a little surprised about how well he's done so early?
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, Al, I saw him a lot in spring training. He's an interesting pitcher because he's not one of these typical Japanese power pitchers that have been coming over lately. He's a guy who comes down three quarters from the side and throws, and he mixes up a couple of breaking pitches. His fastball's maybe 91, 92 miles an hour. He's more like Tanaka was when he came up a couple of years ago before the arm problems, being able to run balls around the plate. And you'll see over the course of time whether the league catches up with him and whether he adjusts because, you know, one of the things with Tanaka is that, aside from the injuries, he just never really adjusted when his fastball velocity went down. The knock on Maeda, obviously, is he's had elbows problems, and that's why the Dodgers signed him to a make-good contract. Really, he can make $100 million over the course of 8 years, but the base is about 25, which is unusual for a Japanese pitcher coming over. But really, he has the tools, and he's just really fun to watch.
Yeah, and that's what, I mean, what do you think, who has the advantage? Because when we see, like, a young hitter come out, like we're seeing with Story in Colorado, and just like a kid that comes out and there's, like, not a lot of video on him, there's not a lot of scouting on him, and then the league adjusts to him, and then he, you know, has to adjust back. And, of course, his numbers come down to something more normal. But when it comes to a pitcher coming out and having so much success like that, it's not quite as easy for a hitter to adjust to a pitcher, is it, than for pitchers to adjust to hitters, if that makes any sense?
Well, I think when you come to Maeda and Story, it's kind of like apples and oranges because, you know, Story's kind of a minor leaguer who emerged out of nowhere and had a great March and carried it over into April. But Maeda's a kid who's been – really not such a kid, but he's been scouted up the yin-yang by every American scout who has anything to do with international, and they know him inside out, just like this kid Otani over there who's the next best thing. They're scouting him inside out. Everybody knows what he's going to do, and if a guy is posted, he goes to, at this point, he goes to a general physician for one of the teams and gets a workup, and it's given to every one of the teams. So everybody knows really what this guy is able to do. So answering that, is it tougher for a hitter or a pitcher? I think it's always tougher for a hitter because the failure rate for hitters is so great as opposed to pitchers. I mean, if you're a pitcher, you're gonna hit on well over 50%, probably 70 to 90% success. And if you're a hitter, look, Tony Gwynn, one of the great hitters of our time, had a 34% success rate out of 100. So that tells you how tough it is for hitters.
That's very true. Yeah, no, I just, I've seen, you know, you see pitchers that come out of the gate, like, just on fire. Everything does even out. Of course, the law of averages, it's the main law of baseball. But at the same time, like, this guy's just been amazing. So, good for him. Overall, the rotation, I mean, I guess there's like a couple guys like Ross Stripling has come through and he's had a couple good starts, so they've really been able to solidify things there. What do you think of the entire sort of just rotation as it stands right now?
$36 million are on the disabled list for them right now. They don't know when Ryu is going to be back. He's just come up with a groin strain on top of rehabbing from the shoulder surgery a year ago. McCarthy's out, you know, rehabbing from TJ surgery last year. He's not coming back till July at the earliest. Anderson is out for the season, and they're paying him. So they've had to really stopgap. I mean, you didn't want Kazmir as their number two starter. I mean, if Kazmir is their number four starter and Maeda is their number three, they're probably in pretty good shape. But this is just a patchwork. And, you know, I feel sorry for Davey Roberts that this is his first shot at managing and this is what he winds up with. But, you know, the guys at the top there are just trying to fill the gaps at this point. I don't think they would want to go out and spend any more money to do it. They could have gotten Cole Hamels last year and they didn't pull it off. So, I mean, it is where it is. And, you know, the guy that you mentioned, the rookie, I saw him the last week of spring training and the Padres just lit him up. But they brought him out of minor league camp and then 5 days later he was in the rotation. It reminds me of Heston last year for the Giants coming out of nowhere and pitching well the first half of the season. But I don't think he's going to do well over the long term. He's a stopgap pitcher. So I think you look at that, and their rotation is very problematic over the course of time until some of these guys come back if they do.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.